Do you feel Slovenia? Two foreigners, one location. Five questions. Radio SI finds out how well foreign visitors know Slovenia. The Radio SI quiz show. Do you feel Slovenia?
So we now have two people from
London, England.
And London as well.
And your name is?
Keith.
And Ruby.
Obviously related.
Yes. Father.
Father and daughter.
You are the father and the daughter. But you're not here on your own.
No, we're with other family members, yeah.
You're here on holiday?
Yeah, on holiday, yeah.
Why did you decide to come to Slovenia?
So we've been here before, about 2 years ago. I have a work colleague who lives in Paran. So we came a couple of years ago, wanted to come back again. The only difference this time, we're actually doing a house exchange. He's using our house in London. We're going to be using his house in Paran.
Okay.
So it works out and reduces the cost of the holiday as well.
And also it's beautiful here. It's a lot less touristy than other places.
Yep.
I think it's stunning. Quite unheard of as well. Most of my friends in London haven't heard of Slovenia that much.
And we've been in Kranjska Gora for 2 days, which again was stunning. Did a couple of long hikes, went to the waterfalls, nice restaurants. It's great.
Already have some experience, I guess, also knowledge about our country.
A little bit. Let's find out.
Yeah.
Question number one.
If you want to have a nice walk around the Bohin Lake, is it better to A, start on the left, B, start on the right, or C, it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Of course.
Correct.
Okay. It wasn't a hard one, was it? Yeah. It was made to confuse you a little bit on purpose.
Or you can choose the middle path.
He would love to swim straight through.
That's a bit wet.
Question number two.
Not many countries have folk heroes who were smugglers and tax evaders, but Slovenia does. The legend of Martin Krpan is a popular story of a powerful man who carried what from the Adriatic into Austria. So he smuggled something from the Adriatic Sea into Austria, and it was A, salt, B, stones, or C, pearls.
Salt.
Yes, correct again.
Usually kids in Slovenian schools learn this at a young age. Yeah. So he is actually a national hero.
Yeah. Okay, 2-0.
Question number three.
In 1689, ethnographer Janez Valvasor wrote about baby dragons living in Slovenia. These baby dragons are known to us as the Om, or Proteus, or the human fish. The small salamander-like creature living in subterranean waters of the karst region has one specific feature though. What is it? A. It has hair on its head. B. It is blind.
Blind.
Okay. You beat him to it.
You went there last year.
Blind, it's blind.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Let's see what the third option was. It has human-looking ears.
Blind. Okay. Definitely blind.
Question number four.
Back to Bohin now. On the shores of Lake Bohin is a statue of an animal. Is it A, silver pig? Is it B, a bronze bull? Or is it C, the gold horn chamois?
C, the last one.
Yes, it's the mountain goat.
Have you seen it?
I think we did. I think I saw
it. Is it up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit further up the lake.
2-2, so the last question will decide the winner.
The tiebreaker.
At the beginning of the 20th century, Slovenia saw a huge migration. Hundreds of thousands of Slovenes left for destinations to different corners of the world. One very popular choice was also the United States. Which state and city in particular? A. Chicago, Illinois. B. Cleveland, Ohio. Or C. New York City.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes. You are correct.
How did you know that?
Father
wins. I don't know.
It was a hunch. And it was a correct one.
Good thinking. Yes, it was Cleveland, and it still is.
So in our days.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Thank you.
Handshake. Fair play.
Yeah,
yes, please do.
So you do win a prize.
You have a ticket for a dessert for two people. So Dilca Bohinskih okusov. It's in the Homestead Danica, and you have two tickets for the Savica waterfall.
Oh,
Excellent.
Oh, look,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Incredible. Oh, brilliant. Fantastic.
You've been there already?
No, I haven't. No. I was literally looking at that and thinking I wanted to go.
Excellent. Thank you. That's brilliant.
You get a discount out of 5 family members, is it?
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay. Not a problem.
How well do visitors know Slovenia? The Do You Feel Slovenia quiz show. Every Tuesday at 8:35 a.m. and every Thursday afternoon on Radio SI. Do you feel Slovenia?